ABC Radio Australia.
The head of Vanuatu's agriculture ministry is throwing cold water on plans to expand the country's medical marijuana industry, saying that approving the necessary legislation will be a long and complex process. But it comes as a US-based cannabis medication company, Phoenix Life Sciences, is advancing its services in the capital, Port Vila, by building a community health centre and offering diabetes screenings across the capital. Yesterday, the company's CEO met with Vanuatu's Prime Minister, Charlotte Salwai. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, though, some experts have voiced their concerns about some of these developments, suggesting countries like Vanuatu may not have the resources to properly regulate the cannabis industry.
Vanuatu made international headlines last year when its Council of Ministers issued a directive to legalise the cultivation of medical marijuana. It was expected to put the country on the map as the first Pacific nation to enter the global cannabis market. The US-based company Phoenix Life Sciences International was even selected by the Vanuatu government to develop medical marijuana products and start a cannabis plantation in the country. But Moses John Amos, Vanuatu's Director General of the Ministry of Agriculture, believes the enthusiasm is premature. He says though amendments to Vanuatu's Dangerous Drugs Act have been approved to allow medical marijuana, it will take time for ministers to develop the necessary legislation for what is still largely an experiment.
Being the Council of Ministers' decision to explore the possibility of looking at cultivating cannabis or marijuana, if you like to call it that name, for medical purposes. So there has been a decision to go ahead, but the decision is premised on a number of legal instruments that need to be amended.
These legal instruments include amending health and customs laws and Vanuatu's penal code to allow marijuana to be grown locally and imported, which is currently illegal in the country. The Director General's statements come as Phoenix Life Sciences broadens its work in Vanuatu. In the last few weeks, it has carried out diabetes screenings at the country's military base and parliament, and its CEO even met with Vanuatu's Prime Minister yesterday. The company has also openly publicised its plans to grow, develop and administer cannabis-based medication to treat diabetes in the country, and it aims to conduct drug trials on Vanuatu's population.
The cost of land there, combined with the tropical climate and cost-effective labour market, makes it an ideal place for our facility. Once cleared by the legislation, we will begin the clinical trial in Vanuatu on their first 100 diabetes patients.
Phoenix Life Sciences is a US-based publicly listed company and has not conducted authorized trials there. At the moment, it's only provided the free diabetes screening in Vanuatu, but it aims to gather participants who can take part in a drug trial, testing the effectiveness of cannabis-based treatment on diabetes. The company is confident it will soon be able to start the trials and start growing medical marijuana in Vanuatu's Santu Island. Santu Swari, Vanuatu's former Director General of Health, was recently hired as National Head of Healthcare for Phoenix Life.
When the legislation is passed, it's an amendment to the Dangerous Drugs Act. When that's passed, then that will give us to move on and set up a farm on Santu.
According to the Single Convention, an international treaty to regulate drugs, the same restrictions are placed on cannabis as opium cultivation. But Vanuatu is not a signatory to the convention. For Professor Richard Matic, a member of the International Narcotics Control Board, developing countries like Vanuatu can struggle to meet these standards for drug control.
Many low and middle income countries have limited resources to do the basics of looking after the population, not just in terms of healthcare, but even restrictions in their capacity to put in place legislation and then to enact it and to oversee it.
But the lack of stringent dangerous drug laws in Vanuatu may have been what attracted Phoenix Life Sciences to Vanuatu in the first place. Its CEO, Martin Tyndall, recently penned an opinion piece in the International Business Times, saying he was forced to relocate his company from the United States to Vanuatu because he felt restricted by US federal drug laws. Phoenix Life is prohibited by US authorities from selling its cannabis-based treatments in America. For Vanuatu's Director General of Agriculture, Moses Amos, it is important that the government takes its time in creating legislation to ensure marijuana-based treatment is safe for the population.
If we had to do it properly, Let's do it properly and using legal frameworks that allows us to do it.
Phoenix Life Science is expected to begin trials of its diabetes treatment in Vanuatu soon, using cannabis-based products imported from the US, which it can do under current Vanuatu laws as it waits for legislation to be passed to allow the growing of marijuana locally.